Insights.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Insights. I'm Arjun J. Chaudhary, and today we will be discussing about government's commitment to strengthen the semiconductor ecosystem. We are joined by Mr. Ashok Chandak, President of ESA and Semi India. Mr. Chandak, welcome to Insights.
Very good evening. Thank you for inviting me.
Mr. Chandak, before we go into the details, for the benefit of our listeners on Akashwani, could you tell us what is the significance of semiconductors when it comes to manufacturing of electronics and microelectronics in India?
Semiconductors are the foundation and the building blocks. And today, any electronics product we use in our day-to-day life, be it a smartphone or a laptop or washing machine or a TV, the defense-related equipments, the aircrafts, the missiles, anything you look at, everything has got a semiconductor as a basic building block. That way, semiconductors have become a very strategic topics for almost every country, including for India. And it is also being developed accordingly into the country. Just to add here, India has taken a major step by defining the policies on a semiconductor sector called India Semiconductor Mission, ISM, and which has been a transformational first step which successfully moved India from policy intent to the on-ground execution for this sector, which is known to be long gestation and high entry barriers. What makes India's semiconductor journey unique is the pace. Within just few years, we have moved from not only having a fabrication ecosystem to put together multiple projects, policies, and a talent pipeline. Compared to many countries that took decades to build this foundation, India is compressing the journey in a single decade through a strong policy alignment of central and state governments, global partnerships, the industry involvement, and a demand-driven strategy.
Mr. Chandak, I understand the Semicon 2026 would be held between September 17 and 19 at the Yashobhoomi, which is the India International Convention and Expo Center in New Delhi. 400 plus exhibitors are expected to take part, and this is jointly organized by the very same organizations you mentioned earlier, Semicon India and ISM. The theme is business opportunities await. What kind of investments are we looking at, and what will the public actually get to see in terms of progress when it comes to semiconductor manufacturing in India?
So Semicon events are organized by SEMI, the global organization, in about 8 countries, and very highly attended, participated event, high profile, who's who, key global leaders of the semiconductor ecosystem companies do join and do participate. The last year event in India, which was also held in Delhi, has seen a strong participation of more than 30,000 people and almost 300 plus exhibitors, where Honorable Prime Minister Mr. Modi, Union Minister Mr. Vaishnav, and others also joined. So this year, we are looking at further unprecedented and a record in terms of the participation, the global leaders, those are going to join. The global CXOs are expected to have the roundtable with the government officials. And the theme today is going to be Transform Tomorrow. The Transform Tomorrow reflects India's shift from being a fast-growing electronics market to becoming a global hub for semiconductor innovation, manufacturing, and technology leadership. And this transformation is both economic and strategic. It is about moving up the value chain from consumption to design, fabrication, packaging, and a system integration. This theme underscores how India is going to leverage its strong domestic demand, which is expected to be $400 billion electronics by 2030 and $100 billion as a semi-consumption. It also leverages the policies of India's semiconductor mission and also electronic sector policies like PLI, the Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, and various state government support. Overall, this is signaling a time-compressed journey. India is not following a linear path, but accelerating ecosystem creation with a coordinated efforts and unprecedented growth, which we call as the law of 2X. And there are more than 400 exhibitors coming across from semiconductor manufacturing, equipment, materials, design tools, electronic system, chip manufacturing. Everybody are going to join together. And this is event attended, organized by SEMI along with India Semiconductor Mission MITI and with the support and a strategic alliance of IESA from India. The business opportunity await is highly relevant. It is no longer pitching a potential, but it is presenting live projects, partnerships, and investment opportunities. So overall, this particular event is evolving as a global platform where supply chain, investment and a technology partnership are going to converge, and it is not just a conference.
Do we expect investments from NVIDIA, AMD and Intel, which are the global leaders when it comes to chip design, fabrication, packaging and testing?
See, it is hard to comment about whether these companies are going to invest, but I think we should not look at only these company names, because the overall semiconductor sector consists of hundreds of companies across the value chain. And overall, I would say so far already more than $20 billion are committed under ISM 1.0. There are 10 projects, those are approved by METI to receive the necessary financial support. And obviously, equal money is being spent by these companies. Now, there is a strong intent. What has happened over the last few years is India has gained a trust. So India is considered as a trustworthy location now for a semiconductor market and semiconductor ramp up. It has become seriously investable destination. There is a lots of interest from multiple countries and multiple companies to come and set up their operations in India or do the joint ventures and partnership. In addition to that, we have also seen the various Indian corporates or Indian companies are also looking into setting up their operations and expanding into this sector. Obviously, the name which you took, they are already operating in India. For example, NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, they have their design centers, they have their ecosystem partnerships. So they not only design chips, but also they work with the various ecosystem players. Now, what they do in terms of manufacturing is a different topic, and particularly we should know NVIDIA and AMD are in the class of fabless companies, in the sense they don't do their own manufacturing. They outsource their manufacturing to the companies such as TSMC in Taiwan and others. So we should not be worried about too much whether these companies are investing manufacturing, but they have done a major investment into setup of their design centers. And in addition to these companies, there are many other companies, those are already investing in India, for example, from equipment perspective, Applied Materials and Lam Research. From other chip makers, we look at the NXP Semiconductors, Texas Instruments, Analog Devices, and so forth. So overall, all the global leading brands of semiconductors are investing in India, both in a design as well as the ecosystem. Some of them, such as Renesas, are partnering with the manufacturing partners. Infineon, they also partner with another company in India called CDIL, and they are stepping up their manufacturing activities. So we should look at the entire value chain.
Mr. Chandak, tell us about the plants that have already been set up in India. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has mentioned about the Semicon OSAT plant, which has been set up in Sanand, Gujarat. It was also inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. There are two plants of Micron Technology, which had also been set up, and a third plant is ready to be set up in July of this year as well, along with the mentioning of targets of two plants in 2027, that is next year, and a fabrication unit at Dholera, Gujarat in 2028. What is the production capacity of these plants, and what does this mean for Atmanirbharta?
I would say I was fortunate enough that both these plant inaugurations, those were done by Honorable Prime Minister, I was personally present. So I can vouch and I can see the momentum and energy and enthusiasm of not only government, but also from the industry and the players. And it's a great thing to see that our Honorable Prime Minister and Union Minister, they are personally joining the commercial launches of these products and the companies. So Micron, you mentioned, it's most important milestone for the country. Micron makes the memory chips. They do design in Hyderabad in India as well as Bangalore. And they do now assembly test packaging in Gujarat. Memory chips are very much in shortage right now, and these will remain in a problem and shortage over next few years as the demand for AI and data centers is increasing manifold. So having the memory manufacturing facility in India is really a major feather in cap. Coming to Keynes OSAT, which is making the multi-chip module for a power semiconductors and other. So Keynes is the first Indian company which is setting up the full-fledged commercial operations. So this is again a major achievement from the country that we are now having already a memory manufacturing and we are having an Indian company starting their production. As I mentioned, there were 10 plants, those were approved under METI. There are two more plants expected to be in commercial production during this year, particularly as per the Union Minister's statement, CG Semi, which is part of the Murugappa Group, and also another unit which is coming up. And there are several other units, those will get into the commercial production over the next couple of years. The overall capacity, what we see from all the OSAT units, those have been approved so far, is about 80 million chips per day. And I'm telling you, 80 million chips per day is a large quantity. It's not small. 80 million is about 8 crore chips per day would be made in India in next few years in terms of the assembly activities. It's big stuff, very large volume. So this demonstrates that India not only talks about the policy intent, but also in execution. And not only execution, but also scale up. So very exciting times ahead. In addition, one of the important elements for the chip industry is the fabrication, which is the wafer plants or foundry. So the Tata announced the major investments and that plant is in progress right now in terms of the manufacturing readiness. Expectation is by 28 or 29, this should be fully operational. Plus one more fabrication plant being done close to Bhubaneswar on a silicon carbide. Silicon carbide are the power semiconductor devices. Those are required for automotive, the industrial, the strategic electronics, defense sectors, and other places. So overall, things are really progressing pretty well. And this is one of the really great achievements for India, which is India is following a very calibrated, execution-focused roadmap, not over-promising, but steadily delivering.
Ashok Chandakji, another question which has been answered now and which was a pending issue in terms of the answers that were expected. What about the labor force that would serve these plants? And the Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has mentioned that 60,000 young engineers from 315 universities are training in Synopsys and Cadence. Could you tell us what type of material is this and how important is it to be vital as the upcoming labor force in the chip industry?
Basically is part of the scheme called C2S, Chip to Startup. Particularly, this is creating a talent which is having the complete exposure of chip design to manufacturing. And under this scheme, Government of India has taken the licenses from leading global EDA tool companies such as Siemens EDA, Synopsys, Cadence, Renesas. And these tools are made available to these about 315 plus universities. The target is to go 400 and about 60,000 engineers are trained and the target is about 85,000. So this is the way by which the students are being exposed to how to do the chip design, use the latest state-of-the-art equipments, and after chip designs are done, if they are successful in doing that, that will also get as a sample prototype manufactured. So SCL, which is owned by Government of India in Chandigarh, that is going to make a lot of these prototype chips what students wanted, and some of the chips are, if they are good designs, these will also get manufactured by some other places. So that way, India is creating this pool of talented people. Those are exposed and those are expert and trained on a semiconductor sector. Most of them would be in a design side, but some of them would also gain the manufacturing expertise. Having said this, still India needs to do more work on creating the workforce for manufacturing, because manufacturing related trainings and skilling is quite different. And India never had these facilities or this kind of plants available. So we are really dependent on some global collaborators and partners. And several Indian companies are coming up now to set up those manufacturing-related pilot lines and train the manpower.
So apart from the design engineers, so vital when it comes to this industry, could you tell us about the design tools that are also being made available by the Government of India? Is it free and how important is it in terms of a tool?
So tools are very important. These are crucial. Nowadays, the chip design has become so complex. And when you go to the chip design to 2 or 3 nanometer as a leading edge technology, a manual work is not at all feasible or possible. Everything is the electronic design automation, where you do the chip design, you do verification, and you do the entire, we call the netlist and a tape out. And these tools are very expensive. The licensing is quite costly. So any individuals or startups or universities, you know, they cannot take it actually. This is where Government of India has pulled and funded. They have taken the licenses. They have given the facilities and licenses to the universities. In addition, under MITI, they have started the scheme called the DLI, Design Link Incentive. And under DLI, several startups are being selected. They are getting the funding from MITI on doing the chip design activity as well as the validation and final prototype. And they are also getting access to these leading edge tools. So these tools are very crucial. Without that, nothing will work. And looking at the cost aspect, the Government of India is really doing a great support in getting the tool license and giving to the startups under DLI scheme, as well as to the universities and students under C2S scheme.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ashok Chandak, for being with us on Akashvani and explaining to us in great detail the challenges before the semicon industry, what is being done in terms of developing an ecosystem, which includes machines, gases and chemicals, and really a comprehensive strategy for electronics, and more importantly, microelectronics design, manufacturing and technology. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Insights.